Hey, hey, and welcome to this, the 4D Recruitment Method podcast with me, Jeremy Snell. Join me as we unpack ideas, tactics, and processes to help you grow your business. Welcome to another episode, and today's episode is all about moaning. Now, some of you may have chosen to tune in because you would consider yourself to be a professional moaner, and perhaps you're looking for strategies to help you to be able to stop. Or some of you are just curious to find out, what's this guy going to be talking about that is all about moaning? Surely we should be of the positive mindset where everything is framed as being totally optimistic. Well, look, I'm sure you've already heard, and we're often told the things that we should focus on are the controllables. If you get too caught up in the weeds of the things that are outside of your control, it disempowers you from being able to take action. And there is a lot of truth in that. Now, the two things, and there are only two things that are in your control. One is what you choose to focus on, and the other is how much energy you put into it. And already, I'm sure you can see, there are some people who choose to focus on things that they moan about and they put too much energy into it. We only have to take to LinkedIn to start to look at the stream of updates to find recruiters who are moaning. Recruiters who are moaning about clients who don't value them. Recruiters moaning about other recruiters who choose to send CVs without people's permission. Recruiters complaining about candidates who ghost them and their perceptions of what professional looks like. All of these moans may have been constructed as a LinkedIn update, but ultimately these people are moaning. And when you catch yourself in a moan, it can help you to kind of like let go of some of that energy, let go of some of that negativity. However, if you get too caught up in the moan spiral, particularly if you find yourself moaning about the same thing, or dare I say it, the same people, without doing something about it, you've started to lose all of your control and all of your power to be able to do something because your focus is moaning about the person or the event and all of your energy is going into the moan, that very little of your brain power is actually being allocated to fixing it. And I appreciate people that sometimes we can't do anything about fixing it, right? I catch myself moaning. I was moaning last week about the inability of some people in London to be able to carry an umbrella without poking the eye out of pedestrians coming in the other direction. There's very little that I can do about it. And for 2 or 3 minutes, I quite enjoyed the moan, but then I just put it down because I had other things to think about, other things to focus on. So if you are somebody who, from time to time, just enjoys that little bit of moan, I'm totally with you. I'm in the micro moan club, no problem at all. And a moan every now and then, perhaps once per week, about something which is relatively innocuous, can make the day go smoother and just make life a bit more enjoyable, right? But if we catch ourselves moaning about things, like the economy, like employment, like clients, like candidates, like colleagues, like sales results or sales non-results. These are things that matter so much that I believe we should focus on how we go about fixing it. And the first challenge for many people who are perpetual moaners, and some of you recruitment agency owners and experienced cynical consultants, I would describe you as being Olympic standard moaners. You need to start to reframe things and start to look at what the problem is. Because when you are moaning, and you are moaning about something that matters to you, but your perception is it is outside of your control, or you're moaning about it because it matters to you, and your perception is it is inside your control, but everything that you're doing isn't changing the result. You need to step back from things and start to create a differentiation between the thing that you're moaning about and what your problem is. So when people moan to me, when people have professional moans, right? Like when a business owner or a manager says to me, Jeremy, I don't really get it. The guys all know what they really should be doing. We've been through it multiple times. They all seem to be really committed to the idea of picking up the phone 2 or 3 times more consistently every day. But at the end of each week, we don't seem to get anywhere. And everyone has got some excuses. And I'm starting to feel tired because I feel like I'm moaning at them, right? And that's a really nice observation for that person to have because genuinely they are moaning. And no one really likes to be moaned at. And those of us who would consider ourselves to be positive probably don't like to be seen as moaners. So this is the moment where we need to take a spreadsheet. Who'd have thought that the answer to moaning sits inside a spreadsheet, right? But if we take a spreadsheet, you create a spreadsheet in column A, we creatively title it Moan. And in column A, cell by cell, you type in there things that you catch yourself moaning about. Now, first and foremost, just by capturing the moan and putting it in the spreadsheet allows you to be able to park it. So you can give your unconscious brain a rest from like chewing it. You can allow your conscious brain to get involved with doing something else, and the moan now sits in the spreadsheet. Then what I want you to do is I want you to go to the spreadsheet when you feel that you've got less of the moaning chemicals in your body and start to look at it a little more stoically. Start to look at it with fresh eyes. And when you look at the thing that you're moaning about, start to decide what your problem is. Most of the time when people moan, they're moaning about something that is linked to a hidden problem. And there is a difference between a moan and a problem. A moan is where you are letting off emotional steam linked to an event or a person without necessarily having truly identified the problem. So as you're moaning, like let's say your moan is about, why do these candidates choose to apply to these adverts, and yet when I start making contact with them, none of them get back to me. They all seem to be interested in the role because they applied to it, but then they become difficult to get hold of, right? That becomes a moan. The problem is something that needs a little bit more analysis, because a problem is when you're able to take that moan and accurately describe where am I now and then where would I like to be. And the change that you're looking for, that is the problem. Because what you can then see is something which is quantifiable, something which is impactful, and something that creates a goal around it rather than a moan. So for example, let's say 70% of the candidates who apply to my advert, when I reach out to them, I'm unable to get hold of them within 24 hours of their application. I would like to be able to reduce that so I only have a 25% ignore rate on my outreach to people who've applied to my advert. It's probably not the most exciting moan that I've drilled into here. But when somebody's able to say 70% of the people that I reach out to ignore me, I would like to reduce that to 25%. Maybe that becomes more plausible for you with your in-mail strategy when you're doing your candidate generation. Maybe that becomes more plausible for you when it comes down to conversion of leads that you identify to booking meetings. Right? So when you're able to define the problem is, and the problem is the gap between the two things. I have a 70% ignore rate and I would like to reduce that to a 25% ignore rate. That now becomes column B. Column B is the definition of the problem. And in column B on your spreadsheet, when you're able to define the problem as being the change that you would like to see in a measurable format, that you can now see that it turns the moan into a goal. The moment the moan becomes a goal, the goal is the fix for the problem. The problem is the definition of the difference. The moan is the thing that was frustrating you. And now the goal becomes the thing that you can plan against. And once you've got the goal, so let's stick with that 70% ignore rate that I would like to reduce to 25% ignore rate. We can then do something that I call observation without judgment. So if you are doing observation of somebody else, it can be easy to sidle up to somebody whilst they're doing their work, get overly judgy and start telling them what they're doing wrong. That isn't observation without judgment. And it's the same for yourself. When you start to review what actually could be root cause of this, you gather data, you bring together information that helps you to create a clearer interpretation without a judgment, you become more accurate with your identification of root cause. And when you can start to see what root cause looks like, 70% ignore rate to reduce to a 25% ignore rate, perhaps observation without judgment, we might start to see that we're overly assumptive with our messaging because the person came rolling towards us, that we're not reminding them of what they might have been applying for. We might not be sharing with them enough reasons to engage with us because potentially they're talking to half a dozen people who they'd also sent their CV to. Or if it is outreach that we're doing on LinkedIn, and we're looking at a 70% ignore rate that we would like to reduce to a 25% ignore rate. Maybe our messaging is overly solicitous. Maybe our messaging is too long. Maybe our messaging doesn't have a quality call to conversation at the end of it. But when we do our observation without judgment, we can now capture data, we can capture information, we can start to capture the evidence that helps us to be able to think about if we were to change one thing, two things, three things maximum that we're doing that we believe will now influence the goal that fixes the problem to stop us moaning about that thing, what would be the things to focus on? So column A is moan, column B is problem, column C is the information, the observations, and the data that we capture when we are doing observations without judgment. Then when we have columns A, B, and C, we can create column D, which is the ideas and the commitments that we're making as to what we are going to focus on that we believe will be the most simple yet the most profound ways to be able to deal with the problem that we've identified. And when we have column D and we've made a commitment to one or two or three things that we think will have the biggest impact, we can then set a date. And the date that we set in column E is the review date. And I would recommend that you create multiple review dates so that you have the opportunity to do your checks and your balances to make sure that the changes in behavior, the changes in content, the changes in how the work is being done are in line with the commitments that were made based upon the strategies that were identified, based upon the observations done without judgment, to be able to deliver the goal, which was the antithesis of the problem, which was the analysis of the moan that was identified in the first place. So folks, if you do catch yourself from time to time having a little moan, and particularly if you catch yourself moaning about the same thing, like twice or three times, get yourself a little spreadsheet. Create a moan board. And initially just capture those moans so that you have a log of them. Then start to look at which of these moans do I feel is my biggest issue, and how do I identify the true problem? And when you're able to identify the true problem, you now have something which is a goal rather than something that brings you down in a moaning format. And as a leader, as a manager, as a business owner, when you catch other people moaning, follow up their moan with a very direct question to discover what actually is the problem. Often you'll find people haven't put enough thought into defining the problem because they've got caught in the spiral of moaning. And when you ask them directly, hey, what is the actual problem here? And they then reiterate the moan. Slow them down. Just take a moment. Think about what actually is the problem. What would you like to see happening? I get what is frustrating you. What would you actually like to see? So if you would like to see more of your clients working with you exclusively, or if you would like to see more of your clients agreeing to pay you 25% rather than trying to crush you down to 15, you can now see what your problem is. The problem is the net ceiling, as it appears in my marketplace, is 15% in terms of margin. And I would like to more consistently achieve a minimum of 25%. So you now have a 10% problem. And the moment that you've identified the problem, the rest of the spreadsheet will help you to be able to ensure that you can deliver it. So as a business owner, you can help to be able to coach your team, you can coach yourself, and you can certainly help people get themselves out of that rut, getting out of the rut of moaning and finding the groove of identifying a problem to create a goal to then take action. Now, not everyone is going to respond well to this, because there are some people who just love a good moan and they don't want to identify the problem, because the moment they identify a problem, there is a danger they may be part of the cause, and they don't like that. We see that on LinkedIn. We see so many people who talk about some of the challenges of candidate management or client management or sales. And if anyone dares suggest that their moan is fixable because actually it's a problem which is within their control, They don't like it and they push back because they're not looking for a solution here. What they're looking for is brothers and sisters in arms who feel the same thing. Because there are different ways that we react to pressure, to adverse conditions. The most commonly known is the fight or flight. You know, when you feel that adrenaline hit and you're either going to be up for it or you're just going to want to run away. One which is less commonly spoken about, which we see a lot on social channels, and we see it a lot inside recruitment businesses, is people flock together. And when people flock together and they enjoy the same moan and they're able to agree that this is a good thing to moan about, and we can moan about it in a way that we abdicate our ownership of it, so there is no more accountability, we can claim that life is unfair, we can claim that recruitment is difficult, we can claim that we are stuck. Not with a request to be unstuck or helped, because that's likely to be rebuffed. Because we're just enjoying being in that bucket of crabs with other people, having a good old moan around the water cooler, or outside having a vape, or on LinkedIn, finding those brothers and sisters in arms who also feel exactly the same frustration of clients who are giving jobs to multiple agencies without reflecting and what actually is the problem? So therefore, what is the goal? And therefore, what do I need to do personally to make a difference? Where do I now need to shift my focus? And where do I need to deploy my energy so that I'm now controlling the controllables, the focus and the energy, and pointing it at something which is positive and goal-orientated rather than gazing down into my belly button? Because the solution isn't going to be there, but I just feel better having a moan with others. And because there are others who feel the same as me, it gives me less desire or momentum to want to change, because it now feels like it is an industry thing. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about some of those items you've been moaning about in the last week, give it a go. Stick them on the moan board. Take a spreadsheet. Column A, moan. Column B, problem. Column C, observation, without judgment. Column D, ideas and what you're willing to commit to that will be the strategies to change it. And then column E, a review. And as you become more cognizant of the problems that you truly have rather than the moans that you're creating, you'll start to be able to move forward with clarity, with direction, and have far more control over the end results that you're seeking to be able to achieve in your business life. So, hey folks, if you have questions that revolve around moans, come have a chat if you like. I'm more than happy to help you flip your moans into some problems. But more than anything else, just experiment with your moan board. Be more aware of the things that you're actually saying, those chunters that you have, because some of them you'll have got so used to chuntering under your breath, you may have stopped thinking about how there is a potential for you to change it if you start to really analyze to identify what is the problem here. Thanks for listening. And remember, if there's anything I can do to help, just drop me a message.